Now it's time for the O-Deck with Gordo. It's brought to us by A Number One Air.
This truly is my home away from home. I've spent so much time in this place of business. You guys see how big this room is, filled with Airstream greatness.
Huge.
They've got how many? There are 50 Airstreams in here? I don't know how many of these are. It's amazing. And just a few Airstreams behind us is my Airstream.
All right.
I need to show you guys the one I got
and
try to convince Craig to buy one of these things.
I will one day.
Well, not pretty today. Sweet. I'm going to hook one pretty, today up to the back of your little economy car.
Maybe that's what I'm going to announce at 8:15.
Ooh, big announcement at 8:15.
Maybe.
Huh? Okay.
This may be the morning I close the laptop and follow Mike into retirement.
God.
Whoa. And jump into an RV and...
And I'll be right behind you.
Drive it off the edge
of
the Grand Canyon.
I'll hop into your RV right behind you, and you'll be like, oh, damn, I'm trying to retire. You're going to follow me? Okay. Are you interested? We have long since... It's been since the beginning of the ticket, I would say, that we've played the would you game. When you ask someone, would you, what are you asking?
Would you sleep with that person?
Correct. And I don't remember hearing that question before we started doing it, but, I mean, it's out there. Everyone plays the would you game now.
So, I used to play it with a buddy of mine in college.
Yeah, okay. I don't think it was started on the ticket.
Yeah.
I don't remember hearing it before the ticket.
So, we would be watching...
I was young when the ticket started.
We'd be watching TV, and an actress would pop up, or a broadcaster, and we would... One would say to the other, would you?
Mm-hmm. So you and your buddy started it. Wow.
Yeah, we started it way back. In fact, I get residual checks in the mail every month.
Well, there's even websites we can go on and play would you. And women play would you, too.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't think that they would play would you as much as guys do, because it seems kind of crass. But we're all racing to be crass these days. Well, one of the feminist websites I frequent, they have a would you. And one of the people who did very well in their would you poll... Larry David.
Huh.
Would you have predicted that Larry David...
He's funny.
...would be an attractive person to the women's?
Yeah, they like men who are funny.
Do they?
And he's famous. Famous and funny, so...
Do they?
Yeah, they say they do.
Will you please give that memo to all the women around me?
Well, who says you're funny?
Oh... that's a tough one, pal. No one says I'm funny. No, some people say I'm funny. I always like it when people criticize me and go, you think you're so funny. I go, I really don't have an opinion. I don't think about my own funniness very much. I laugh at friends. And I laugh with friends. Matching throw pillows on either side of the couch right there. So... Wendy Williams got to talking about Larry David, and she had some interesting comments.
You know this guy, Larry David, he created Curb Your Enthusiasm, Seinfeld, the whole bit. Okay. A few years ago, I was at the 92nd Street Y here in New York, in Manhattan. And Larry David was there, and I was there with some other people, and Larry and I had a conversation, and all of a sudden, I started to feel my panties drop. I mean, they didn't, but yeah. It was so random. This was years ago. Like, I love the 92nd Street Y. Yeah. They got a good, clean pool and good customers. Uh-huh. It's in a good zip code and a good neighborhood and stuff. And we're all there, and Larry's there, and we start talking. And I forget what we're talking about. Oh, he was dressed like this.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And I was dressed random, and there was nobody dressed up, but he was just a cool as a cucumber,
yes.
Suzanne.
I bet.
Suzanne, cool. And he's older.
Yep.
But
successful,
you know what? He had a flatty. Not a fatty.
No,
a flat stomach.
A flatty. Just like that.
Yeah.
And there's something virile about him.
Yes.
And his conversation was so, and he seemed like he could dig a black girl. You know, on Curb Your Enthusiasm, Vivica Fox is his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So I buy into what I see on TV like you do.
So So, yeah, so Larry David, maybe one of the things that women would find attractive about him is the thing that makes him funny, which is that he will just say things that are so direct and so blunt, and he kind of owns things that other people don't. And that kind of raw honesty, I think, appeals to people.
You know, hearing her explanation, I get it now.
Mm-hmm.
He's an older guy, but he has this virile aura about him, and he's, you know, he's like that on the show, right? Uh-huh. He's got a lot of energy, and he's kind of bouncy and magnetic in a way. Even though he's not Brad Pitt looking, he's magnetic.
Right. And if you have that magnetic personality, I think that you score well with the in the romantic area. Like, another guy who I think is interesting that women would be attracted to is like Bill Murray. Now, Bill Murray is not even fit. Like, Larry David is fit, in particular about his diet and so on. Bill Murray's got the gut. Bill Murray looks like a train wreck.
Yes, always.
But what is it that is attractive about Bill Murray? There's some sort of, I think it's some sort of being self-possessed in a way. Like, Larry and Bill Murray both seem very comfortable with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so that draws people in like a moth to a flame.
Yep.
Have you ever had a weird attraction to someone that you would not think that you'd be attracted to? This could be a famous person, or it'd be better if it's famous than that everyone knows who they are. I'm not attracted to Norm.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll go with Norm.
Because I remember one of our former coworkers was attracted to Bonnie Franklin from One Day at a Time. And I never understood
that. Yeah. Sure. I think everybody's got that.
Can you tell us one of your famous ones that is an unusual attraction?
No, the people that I'm thinking of are people from my past that I knew personally, but I don't think either of you know them.
Uh-huh.
But I can't think of a star, but I'm sure there is a movie star that's off the beaten path, not considered a Hollywood beauty, but that I always had the hots for. I'm sure there is.
I know that I've had a few as well from Hollywood, and it usually always is the people who have that quality that I'm talking about, which is that they seem very confident, and they seem to not care what you think about them. Mm-hmm. And if they have that, I don't care what you think about me, really, that thing, it's like, oh, I want to know more about that person. I want to be close to them.
Yeah, but sometimes can't that be kind of off-putting, and you just kind of think, man, what? Why are they so cocky?
No, but it's not. It can't be cockiness.
Okay.
It's never cockiness. It's that they are very nice and pleasant, but you just don't feel them reaching out towards you for approval.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes you, that makes you get drawn in closer to them. I wish I could come up with a good way of
putting it. A female Larry David? Is that what you're trying to come up with?
Yeah. Would you be attracted to a female Larry David? The same hair, everything, just longer eyelashes and rouge.
Same voice?
Yeah.
So
I'm having a hard time reaching, you know.
Yeah, I can't think of a female Larry David. I mean, I guess I had that moment when you guys clobbered me when I said, you know, for
you thought Hillary
an older
Clinton.
Woman, Hillary Clinton's not bad looking.
Because you said you loved her cankles.
I didn't say that. That was your line. That was your line.
I don't know that I've had one as strange as Larry David quality. And I think, I don't know that Hillary's in the same category as Larry David. Because Hillary spends a lot of money to try to look the best she possibly can.
Yeah, see, to me, that's off-putting. Is the person that you can tell spent 10 hours getting ready to appear to you. But like the person you're talking about, they spent 1 minute. They don't care.
Mm-hmm.
You're either going to like them or not. And there is something attractive. I think George was more attracted to Hillary's political power.
I think George likes to be dominated by women.
I wasn't a big Clinton fan of the family, so it didn't make any sense.
But you sensed her general political power.
No, yeah, well, maybe that was it. I don't know. It was an odd moment for me.
Do you still have that, though? Well, you also like pink, too.
First came out,
you like very masculine men. Masculine women.
It wasn't her masculinity that struck me. It was kind of what you were talking about. It was that video of, Get the Party Started. I thought it was sexy. And she's not like the best looking. I thought she's not like the best looking woman in the world, but I thought it was. Yeah, I thought she. I announced her as the sexiest woman in entertainment at that time. And I'll stand by it. For that time, I stand by it.
Yeah, but that time lasted about a week because
it was a short.
As soon as you told us, we started compiling evidence.
I think she started lifting a lot of weights after that.
You know,
she looked different.
We used to have this conversation earlier in the ticket's history of chances are somebody at the station is gay. Not that it matters, but just the distribution of the gay population. Who is the gay person at the ticket? And after years of evidence, I think it's you. And I want to embrace you. Embrace you as a gay brother.
Well, that would be fine if I was.
Courage.
Because like you said, there's nothing wrong with that. If I was, then I would hope
you love your women to be as close to men
as possible.
I would
hope you guys would accept me.
And you love boy bands.
There
and you
be,
comment on men's bodies all the time.
There could
yeah,
be
you like it when men are jacked.
Further
you love
from
it when,
the truth.
You love it when butch women drive Jeeps.
Butch women drive Jeeps.
Yeah,
what
you said you're
about?
Always turned on by
no, that was
girls
trucks.
Who drive Jeeps and trucks.
I think it can be, yeah, pretty hot when a girl drives a truck. What's wrong with that? I'm yeah. backed up by a lot of dudes on that.
Oh,
and,
okay. Yes,
well,
you are.
If you, wanna, if you want to think
yes,
I'm gay, that's
are.
Fine. I don't care. But
it's okay, man.
But
you're
I will
so
tell
defensive.
You.
You're being so defensive
I'm not
right
being defensive.
Now.
I just said that's fine.
No,
how is that being defensive?
You're being defensive.
How do
it's
you
right,
explain
man.
The but boy band thing and the liking jacked men thing?
I'm just pointing out
uh-huh.
that some guys are jacked more than others.
But why did we need that pointed out?
Because right. I don't think you guys have been commenting on it, and I think it needed to be noted.
Why does it need to be noted?
It's stirring it something in you that needs to come out.
Look, I don't care. If that's what you guys want to think, that's
it's
fine.
It's okay. If that's what you want to be,
if
that's fine.
That's one theory. But for the guy who brings up gay scenarios, I don't know, every 30 seconds,
gay scenarios.
I would think that would be the guy who's probably gay. And if you are, Gordon, that's fine.
No, I'm a
that's
gay
great.
Advocate.
And I would like to say
I'm
I
a gay advocate.
You. I don't know about
I advocate
that.
For you. You
I don't
ought
know
to appreciate
about that.
Me more.
I don't know. I don't think you're nearly as popular in the gay community as you think you are. And I stand by that one, just like I stand by Pink being the sexiest woman in entertainment. That,
and you stand
that,
by
for that week and a half.
Stand closely by any guy who's jacked.
I don't want to stand by him. I'm just going to point it out.
Yeah, but you'll stop down
you
a story
out,
that we're trying
Ed
to tell.
Hockley.
We'll stop down. You'll stop down the story we're trying to tell by saying, "Hey, and that guy's really jacked.
He's jacked.
Yeah, I've been looking up at pictures of him, and he's really jacked." We're like, okay, back to the content of the story.
Well, for the record,
it's
I don't look
strange.
Up pictures of guys who I think are jacked. I just notice them on TV or in a game or something and say, man, that guy's really put together. But that's fine. I don't care. If you want to feel that way, if that makes you feel better okay. about getting in your airstream
are you,
thinking of
what?
Me that way,
how
then
does
that's
that?
Fine.
I don't understand how that ties in, but it's a nice spiff of the sponsor there. Is Larry David one of these guys you're attracted to?
I'm not attracted to any man. And if I was, I don't think it'd be
Why
Larry
is he
David.
Holding up crossed
now,
fingers?
Now I'm playing the role of Doogie in 1996 where he...
Who?
Where Gordon finally talks him into sleeping with who? Tom Cruise, was it?
No, it was the owner of our company.
Who Doogie admitted he kind of had a crush on.
Yeah. It was an awkward moment.
And I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to be
All
your
right.
victim. And
okay.
Just...
Do me this favor. Rank the sales guys.
It's impossible
if you
for
you had
him.
To choose.
That's another thing.
Which
Through
one?
Through the years, women ask
it's
me,
Jim
do you think
Quirk,
that guy's good looking? I have
it's
no
Jim
idea.
Quirk. If you had
I can't
to make
rank
out
guys,
with one of the sales guys, it's Jim Quirk.
I can't rank guys on looks. Now, you, on the other hand, the last 25 years have pointed out all the good-looking guys. I think you talk more about good-looking guys than I talk about guys being jacked.
When have you ever heard me talk about good-looking guys? Like, bring up an example.
Daily?
I John can't think Daly? Of
a... No, John Daly.
Oh, sorry.
The Harvey Oswald.
The Candyman is strutting around right
he
now,
is.
By
Look
the
at
way,
him.
Trying
he
to just, show his wares.
He just found out that George has a crush on him, and that Jim ranks number one
no.
on the sales guy
I can't
list.
Rank guys. That's your category.
All right. Thank you, Gordo. That's the ODEC. 6:31 on the ticket.